Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good seeing everybody here for the first day of training camp, first day of practice, and it was a good day. The fans, the energy, the effort of the guys, the intentionality of them, it was really fun. And it's a start, it's a beginning of a ramp-up period. Jerseys, helmets, tempo being what it is, I thought it was very sharp today, and we'll go forward from here. It's our beginning. Our goal right now, get better every day. What questions do you have?
Hey, John, you were told Lamar was coming with an illness. Any other details you can give us?
Really no details. He just started getting sick yesterday, midday, was in the meetings, started getting sick. It got kind of not good, you know, so tried to get in today and get rest and then get fluids and things. It just wasn't good, and so he was sent home by the docs.
What do you expect him back
from? It's sickness. When he feels better, when he's not sick anymore. Yeah.
Last year, took a chance on John Simpson, Penny, and I had a very high penalty total with Oakland, but his good offensive line coaching, of course. The same thing with Josh Jones, this year, he came running a couple laps in this. Talk a little bit about that in terms of.
Well, yeah, I mean, talk about John Simpson, obviously. He went on and is doing really well and had a big contract and had a great year for us, most importantly. We were thrilled with that. And you got Josh and other guys who are trying to fill that spot and do the things they got to do to play winning football up front. And they're doing a great job working hard. And that is just part of the process every day of getting better. To me, it's not a one-day thing, obviously. It's an everyday thing over a period of time to build into that kind of winning football.
To be able to bring in Eddie Jackson. We talked to you a lot about the safety depth and clearly someone who has experience and played at a high level for a long time.
Very excited to bring in Eddie Jackson. I mean, he's a guy that I can remember like it was yesterday. Boy, time flies. Life is short. Run to the ball. And I remember him running to the ball for Alabama. You know, when we were looking at the draft and having all these good years in Chicago playing against him. Now to have him here. See, I happened to be at the hotel last night doing bed check when he came in, you know, on his flight. And I was like, oh, you're taller than I remember. You know, it's like, I just saw him 3 days ago. So he's ready to go. Big smile on his face. Very excited.
Hey, Joe, last year, Calvin Noyan was added late September. How good is for him to join and be present in the training camp with all the players?
Who's that?
Calvin Noyan.
Yeah, Kyle, to be here from the beginning is a big, big difference, you know. And I tell you, you know, Kyle's a pro. He knows how to get himself ready. He proved that last year. But then also the fact that he's a leader. And having him on board as a leader from the beginning is a big plus for us.
John, when you have the first full team meeting, what was kind of your message?
Yeah.
Did you have a prevailing message?
Yeah, you know, there's always a prevailing message and a couple stories and kind of set the tone. But this year, probably as much as anything, it was vision and it was standards, you know, and the ability to meet the standard and raise the standard. And the vision that we're working into in a lot of different areas. Had a chance to talk to different guys individually and continue to do that about their vision. And it's amazing how aligned we are person to person. So as a coach, you look for that.
Coach Owen Wright had a lot of reps today.
Who's that?
Owen Wright.
Yeah.
The guy making the most opportunities, stacking good practices.
Just talked to Owen Wright, Todd, yesterday about this. And I said, you know, I think you're going to be a surprise breakout kind of guy. You know, he looks really good. He's in great shape. Looked good last year, and I think he's going to pick up where he left off and try to make a name for himself.
John, we haven't seen more.
What's that?
The changes to the kickoff rule, your background, obviously. What's the biggest thing to work on now for that? And do you see it being a separation early on for teams that maybe aren't ready?
Well, number one, nobody can really say, because even with the spring league reps, these are different players. So it's going to be a different play than it was in the spring league. Secondly, how's it going to affect us? I don't know either. I'm really hopeful. I'm hopeful that we come out here and we act and look like we know what we're doing. We hope we coach it the right way, and we hope it's an advantage for us first part of the season. So that's what we're going to strive for and do our best. I think that first preseason game, you know, everybody's – all the fans, we're all going to be watching closely to see what it looks like. Hey, this is Ronald McDonald House over here, man. They are enthusiastic, aren't they? I'm having a tough time here, and they're so fired up. But
a lot of changes in the offseason from the roster to the coaching staff and so forth. Obviously, brought in some guys.
level of confidence to be able to not only get back to where you were last year, but surpass that?
Yeah, no, great question. You know, yeah, there is a significant amount of change and probably certainly more coaches than you normally see, probably than anybody had this year around the league. Probably player turnover is probably the same as everybody else. You could look into that and research it. So that is part of how it works in the National Football League, and we embrace it. I think we embrace opportunity on the coaching staff side for these guys to move up into these positions, guys like Zach, Chris Hewitt, and prove themselves even more than they have already. And then embrace it as players, too, for, you know, a guy like Trenton Simpson, getting an opportunity to make a name for himself. So I like our guys, and I'm very optimistic in that they'll do very well. Who's that?
I know you guys have been out here already for things like mini camp and OTAs, but is it a different feeling for you first day of training camp?
It is. It's a different feeling. I mean, now it's legit, you know. Well, now they have to be here. That's a good thing. But I think everybody's focus does dial in a little bit more, a lot more, because the time is at hand. The schedule's in front of us. The countdown's begun. And we're getting ready for something that we're about to embark on. It's going to be very, very challenging, but we're up for it. Well, we do have a handle on the way we're going to approach it for sure, and then we'll learn about what adjustments we'll have to make. We also know that we're going to learn as we go, and there'll be tweaks, just like there always is. But I am confident that we have a good handle on the angles of the play, the speed of the play, things like that. Oh, having Marlon Humphrey at full speed and at his best would be massively beneficial. And that's what we expect him to be. I mean, he's in great shape. You saw it today in practice. He looked great. Gives us some great versatility in the back end, moving guys around. So, you know, I would never discount Marlon Humphrey if I was an opponent. You know, I believe in Marlon. I think he's one of the best players, one of the very, very best corners in the National Football League.
You do two more.
Yeah. Man, how do you pick one thing with Kyle Hamilton? Because he's kind of the complete package. I think that's probably what stands out the most. The thing that he and I have been talking about from a vision standpoint, probably as much as anything, is him embracing his position as a respected leader on the team. You know, he's in his third year. It doesn't seem like very long. He just got here, right? But he's an established star player in the league, and he's most highly respected by everybody. So he has already been grown into that leadership role, and I think he's going to blossom even more going forward.
John, whenever you're going to reach that ultimate goal, there's going to be some criticism. And a lot of criticism gets directed at the quarterback, Lamar. And you've always been very supportive of Lamar. How would you kind of address that criticism?
That's a great question. You know, it's like, you ever heard the old saying, you guys played sports, they used to tell you don't read your press clippings, right? We don't really have press clippings anymore. We got the phones and the computers. Press clipping, at least if it was bad, you could throw it up and throw it in the trash can. Now I do flip through them, to be honest with you. I read the stuff. I see the guys say what they say on the shows. At least I get clips of them because they come up on your phone. And the good ones, I just scroll past because, you know, that's candy, you know. That's not real. But the bad ones, it's like you wrote, I read it right away, you know, and don't let it go. And that's okay. That's part of the deal. And Lamar, for whatever reason, you know, there's a lot of great things said about Lamar. But there's a lot of stuff that's said to you got to just scratch your head about and kind of wonder, what's that person even thinking, you know? So, but we take it personally. You know, Lamar's a guy all his life. Lamar Jackson has been a guy who's been answering those same questions. I'm talking about since he was a kid, junior high, high school, college, the draft, the success he's had in the National Football League, and it still comes up. Okay? And he's still growing. He's got a growth mindset. He's going to get better and better, no doubt. But what does he have to do to prove himself to some people, right? And so the thing for me is it's talking about vision again. You know, there's a vision. And I believe the Ravens and we've always had a vision for Lamar Jackson. It started with Lamar's vision and his mom's vision when he said he was going to be a quarterback. He was going to be a quarterback in high school. He's going to be a quarterback in college. He's going to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And we bought into that. We embraced it. We built an offense for it in 19. We're building another offense for it in 23 and 24 going forward, right? The next iteration of our offense around Lamar Jackson. Because in my opinion, the vision for Lamar Jackson, and it's a vision, it's something you see it like it's already happened. You can see it like it's already been done. The victory has already been won when you pour into a vision. And the vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League. That's the vision, all right? It's going to happen by Lamar, his work ethic, and his brilliant talent, by all of us pouring into that effort together as a team, teamwork, and by the grace of God and God's goodwill. That's how it's going to happen. And I believe it like we've already seen it. Okay?
I think we'll end it on that.
All right, thanks.